from stpetecatalyst.com.
Hi, I'm Bill DeYoung, and thanks for joining us here at the St. Pete Catalyst. Say hello, please, to Erica Sutherland, who is the Director of Community Engagement at American Stage Theater. She is directing Dutchman, which is the next big production at American Stage, opens July 1st. Erica, welcome.
Hey.
Good to see you yet again. We last spoke, I think it was in February, you were directing Passover at Studio 620.
Yeah.
And obviously you've directed a lot of things, which we're going to talk about here today. But Dutchman, as I remember, was already on the schedule with a different director. And suddenly, and it was right after you joined the staff, I think, oh, no, Erica's directing that. It got kind of assigned to you. What was that like? Sort of
new show.
What do I have to do here?
So it was... It all came as a pleasant surprise in the end. It all came as a surprise, right? I was working on building out the conversation, the community conversations and the community engagement
right.
around the project with the other director at the helm.
Mm-hmm.
And when the other director stepped down, we had a conversation about who would be the best person to take lead of this project and, you know, bring her on home, bring her to fruition. I know that CJ spoke with the executive board and the team at the staff, and they all agreed or felt that I would be the best person, the best director to step in and continue to usher that vision forward. So,
the community conversation, I think that is very interesting. Is that something that really just started recently, like with this season? I think that's very important, especially about this show, which we're about to talk about.
Yeah.
So what kind of things were you engaging, if you will?
Yeah. So I have a new role here at American Stage. Normally the outreach arm of, arts education exists underneath the education department. And so what we did was we have a director of education and now we have a director of community engagement. We really pulled that out and created its own world, which I really do enjoy. And so we look at, so what my job is to look at each show, look at the themes, look at how we can go out and engage the community, find a nonprofit, a small nonprofit, that we can sponsor with our partners with the cause for a show. Like this one, partners with the cause organization is Mindful Movement.
Uh-huh.
And it is a nonprofit meditation and yoga organization designed specifically to go into underserved communities and into some of our school and into the school system. So that's our partner. So I go and source those organizations and then I figure out creative or engaging ways that we can get out into the community and talk about the show or the themes of the show, how it reflects in our world and our own personal communities, and then use that as a driving force or to bring in some more audience members, some new audience members into our home, into our theater. So with this one in particular, was pretty big, right? I knew once I got hired or going into being hired in this position, that everyone was very concerned about making sure that we were engaging the community before the show ever opened. Like that was the main topic of my hiring. One of the main topics of my hiring. So we had to really look at this. I'm one person, so I can only do what I can do. So what I did, what I came up with is I created three conversations in the community. The last one was yesterday. Yes. The last one was yesterday at the studio.
Uh-huh.
So we picked three locations, the Factory, Allendale United Methodist, and the studio at 620. And each conversation, like the first one, it started off a little, you know, who is Amiri Baraka?
Yeah.
You know, the man. And then we went into the next conversation with the themes about the Dutchman and how they relate in our world and in our community. And then this last one was about Black male identity and rage in America. Just to introduce us into the themes of the Dutchman. And then we'll go into the show. And then we have 5 selected days for talkbacks after the show.
Let's talk about Baraka. This show was written, I guess, what we call it, the height of the civil rights era, 64, I think it was. So yeah. Let's talk about the thing. What is he trying to tell us with Dutchman? It's a 2-character play.
Yes.
And let's talk about the themes and why this is so significant, why it's important.
Absolutely. So yeah, it's 2 main characters. It's a strong 2-hander. It has some ensemble members in there, but I just had this conversation the other day, like, what is Baraka trying to tell us? And I think what we really have to understand about him is where he was when he was writing this piece. And so he was right in the middle of divorcing his wife at the time, his first wife, who was white. And then he was also beginning to explore Black nationalism and dealing with his own identity in the world. And so in the midst of all of that, in the midst of that transition, he wrote Dutchman. And I think as I get into the script even more every day, I can see Amiri. I can see Amiri Baraka toiling. This is before he changed his name from Leroy Jones to Amiri Baraka.
Yes.
I can see the work. I can see the struggle. I can see the questions of him trying to figure out identity and how do we identify. And when I say we, how does Black America or Black males identify in America? How do we exist in the world of whiteness when we're looking at whiteness and Blackness? And so as the more I touch it, the more I'm like, I don't know if Amiri was trying to teach us anything. It's nothing that we need to learn. We already know what this thing is. We already know and understand the divisiveness of race and race and racially charged energy. Like, we know that. I think more importantly, it's about what are we doing? What are you going to do personally? How do you show up every day?
It's a challenge to the audience.
Yeah. It's a breaking of a construct. And I think we get really caught up in the world when we start to use the word white and we think that we're talking specifically just about white people, like individually. And it's more the construct of like whiteness and the ideas of what that means, like what is success or how do we equate success and the measurements that we've used for that over centuries. And you know, how do we go in and deconstruct this systematic or systemic, you know, racism or situations where we can get to a place, and I like to use the word, like, we can get to a place where we can all just breathe together.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's what it's about. I don't think he's trying to teach us something we don't know, because you walk in, and from the moment the play starts to the moment it ends, he has a bat in his hand and he's swinging it. So, you know, it's what do we do? It's not even about, wow, we haven't come that far. I've had when we read the show the first time, the table read, or when I speak to people about it, they're like, man, I was reading this and I felt like this was written like in 2022 and not 1964. I was like, yes, it feels very, very much the same.
Sure. Now, it's a Black man and a white woman on a subway train. So this conversation, are they, and forgive me if I sound,
it's okay,
if I sound dumb, because I kind of am, but are they like stereotypes, or is she the white view stereotype? How do they interact?
Right.
Is that what we should take away? Like, how much of this is in you? I mean, me?
Yeah, I think you're hitting it. You know what? yeah, what's in, how much of this is in me, how much of this is in you? And because Amiri is a poet, right? A phenomenal poet, he used his poetic device. The piece is poetic in itself. The piece, the characters, the two main characters, Lula, the white woman, and Clay, the black man, they are themselves persons or individuals, but they are also both ideologies. They both also right. represent, like Lula represents whiteness and Clay represents blackness
right.
and how they engage with one another and how we use tactics and deal with obstacles when it comes to race, when it comes to existing with one another. So yeah, I think it is about what do we see? If we held up a mirror,
sure. Today.
What do we reflect it? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. I should ask just because I'm curious, you know, and I don't really want to get into specifics of the things that have happened in American Stage. And I also told Avery I wasn't going there, but you know, was there ever a thought that was this show always going to? There were some changes made to the schedule, both right. before and after our last individual was in there. I mean, was there ever a thought that maybe Dutchman was too extreme for St. Pete audiences, or maybe a little too something?
Yeah, so you know, so here's the thing, Bill. I think that, and first let me say this up front. When the community across board found out that we were doing Dutchman, everyone had a visceral response. Mm. White, black, anything in between, everyone, every community had a response.
Not surprised.
Concern.
Yeah.
Right? And it's because I think it's because that thing that it makes us feel on the inside when we have to look at ourselves and go,
I don't think I want to do that, Erica. Is that
I know. But here's the thing about art. Here's the thing about art that I love. That's the intention and the purpose. And yes, there's some art that's created for pure enjoyment. And I love that art too. Because sometimes you just want to go in, turn it off, take the joy ride.
Yeah.
And
been
then,
there, done that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's this other part of art that is supposed to poke us, that is supposed to push us, that is supposed to force us to question our own doing, right? It is supposed to look at the world, be a reflection, be a tool, also call us to the table so that we can all evolve into better selves, people, and community. And is Dutchman incisive? Yes. Is it incendiary? Yes. Mm-hmm. But again, it is nothing that we haven't experienced already. It is just forcing us to be in a room for an hour without being able to walk away from it. Right. I think that St. Pete is ready. I think that it's ready to have some real conversations. And I will say that. I think that there's enough people, enough human beings in St. Pete that are ready to be something different, to have those conversations, to be okay with saying, I don't understand why this is happening that way or why you do this.
Yeah.
And we get to have that, we get to explain both ways, you know? Well, that's one of the things I loved about the conversations that we were having. Community members were really having authentic moments.
I was going to ask you about that, how that went, you know, if people were asking questions about it.
They were.
Cool, yeah.
They were having, you know, it was for me, if I get one good conversation, I feel like, yes, you know, it's a celebration. But they were all engaged. They were all having meaningful conversations about how they felt about the world right now, the things that they were trying to do to make it a better place. I remember one woman in our first conversation, mm-hmm. was an older white woman. She was like, I just keep trying to do so much and it feels so hopeless. I do everything that I'm supposed to do. And, you know, we had to remind her, because I do think that we get to a place that we have to be reminded that all the little things count. They mean so much and they add up to big things. And though it feels hopeless, you know, at moments, but we see you, we celebrate you, we hear you, and we are thankful for you. And we keep doing it, keep doing the little things. And you are chipping away at a bigger piece. It really is happening.
Doing this show is significant in that way. I mean, so maybe, you know, Amiri wasn't hitting us over the head with things, you know, trying to transform you, but he did anyway.
You know? Yeah. And I think he makes you go, now, Bill, I will not lie to you. I haven't met a person yet that has read this script, heard it, that did not have an immediate visceral response. I will not lie. It is going to happen.
I'm counting on it.
It is going to happen, and I think it's going to elicit some very interesting conversation. We might try something new this time around, because the show is so short, and there's no intermission. And like after the show, just like having the bar open and just allowing people to be in the lobby for a little bit after the show, just to talk if they want to.
And you're doing talkbacks and other things too, you said.
Yeah, we have about 5 talkbacks scheduled for the show. I think it's the 3rd, the 7th, and the rest of them are on, the 3rd is on a Sunday, and then the rest of them are on Thursdays, and it's the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th.
So let's remind everybody that you have previews 29th and, where's my calendar?
30th.
29th and 30th, and then opening night is Friday the 1st.
Yes.
Okay, and the show is Dutchman, and you can go to the American Stage website. Is it .com or .org? Do you remember?
.org.
Okay, AmericanStage.org, to find out all about it and get tickets. One last thing.
Yeah.
Kirk Franklin's Gospel Christmas. Yeah. When you became a world-famous TV director. I don't know what's going on with that. You're going to do more of that stuff, or are you happy to be working with us with theater again? You know,
I love them both equally, but I still do that. I still do the TV and the movies. Like anything in our business, in the art world, you know, it moves at a snail's pace. I just signed a contract last week. So I'm getting ready to write a feature for a company. I gotta tell you more about it after, you know, we get past the we can't talk about it phase.
Right, but, got it.
So that's happening. And I actually have 2 features that I'm writing that are in line. I'm still attached to a project to direct. So hopefully the beginning of next year, I'll be directing a biopic. So we'll see. And I'm trying to get into television. Yeah. So just working on locking down an agent and just work, you know, I had to get a job, one, because I realized that I didn't like working project to project. Like that didn't feel comfortable in me.
Right.
I like having a check come in like every 2 weeks, every
Got
week.
It. Yeah. Right.
That project to project. I was like, No, I can't live like this. It doesn't work.
we'll be watching you, and it'll be one of those things where, you remember when she was in St. Pete, man?
I'll be here for a while, you know, like at least make this my base. The world has changed, and the world changed. The pandemic really showed us the industry, how we can create now and not have to all be in L.A.,
Yep. You and I don't even have to be in the same room here.
No. And so creating art now is very different.
Yeah.
And I like that, actually. It just gives us a lot more room to play.
Room to play. Exactly. Yeah. Erica Sutherland, always a pleasure. And
thank you.
Find my stop record button one of these days. Okay. Take care of yourself. All the best. Break a leg. And I'll see you at the theater in a week or so.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
From stpetecatalyst.com.